restricting their literacy practices inside of the four walls of the classroom clearly isn't working for a lot of high school students. They need to be able to extend and expand their literacy practices far beyond the classroom walls.
That's Health Sciences Charter School English teacher Heidi Caraway talking about how using social media is reshaping the ELA classroom. 36 of her students took to Twitter to review the book, The Giver.
Before they started this unit, theme was an area that students were struggling with. They were having a really hard time coming up with ideas about the topics and therefore formulating a theme.
Sophomore Anthony Carrero says tweeting about themes within the book made him feel better prepared for tests.
I think the main ideas and themes like stuck out more and helped with a better understanding of the book on a deeper level.
The group tweeted on a secure Twitter account to an audience comprised of Buffalo State College students. Professor Dr. Javon Hunter says his literacy specialists would then tweet back guiding questions to help the high schoolers dig deeper into the material.
The idea here is that if you really want to see good learning take place, pay attention to the ways in which young people see themselves, view themselves, especially when they get to share what they know about a particular topic to an authentic audience. So as much as this is about Twitter, it's really more about the identity that we can help our young people construct for themselves.
The students would also use a hashtag to identify larger themes. Caraway says the social media site offers students 24/7 access to the information.
The students will tell me, and they'll still say it today, we be on Twitter anyway. That's like their go-to line. We're on there anyway at home. We're on there when we should be doing our homework. So why not tap into that interest?
Several project participants travel to Boston to present the Twitter concept, and the idea will also be published in the English Journal. Dr. Hunter says the method might not work for all students, but it's another way to get youth interested in reading.
At the end of the day, that's pretty much what we want. How do we get people to think differently about the ways in which we might want to do instruction, engage young people in learning?
Hunter says in the future, they hope to incorporate other social media platforms, such as Tumblr and Snapchat, to find out what sites students interact with best. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.